Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Much of the world is not quite back to normal yet after COVID-19. That's according to the results of a new normalcy index by The Economist. It tracks 50 countries and measures their progress toward getting back to pre-pandemic life. Whether people are returning to work in their offices, traveling again, or attending sporting events or going to the movies. James Fransham is a data journalist with The Economist in London. James, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, great to be here.
Well, thank you. Tell us more about this normalcy index. What countries are you tracking and why did you choose them?
Yeah, sure thing. So on Global Normalcy Index is our attempt to measure the world's return to normal, looking at 50 countries, which are basically big economies, the countries with the biggest populations. So our 50 countries together account for about 90% of GDP and about 75% of global population. So it's very good coverage and it represents a decent portion of the world.
And so what are the results? What did you find?
So we have, as I said, data for 50 of the largest countries and biggest economies. So that index demonstrates what's very clear is that you see in the index value of 100 being the pre-pandemic norm. So the index value falls dramatically in March last year as restrictions came in. And then it's since recovered to about a value of 68. So it's gone from about 30 at its kind of peak its nadir in April 2020 to 68 at present. And then among the global index, so among the country level data, the data varies quite enormously. So at the top of our index is Hong Kong and New Zealand. So two countries that have done well to kind of really stem the tide of infections, and they've closed borders and so on. And at the bottom is Malaysia, and that's just on 27 points out of kind of 100 being the pre-pandemic norm.
I noticed the U.S. is not even in the top 10 countries when it comes to normalcy, getting back to normal life. Where do we stand on the index and why?
Yes, that's right. The US is currently ranked 20th on our list, so it's at 73 points, so sandwiched between China and Portugal. I think America is interesting. In some aspects of life, it is well on the way to normalcy. For example, flights are about 70% below their pre-pandemic level, and that's some of the highest in the world that we're tracking. Sports attendance looks very strong too. Cinema similarly looks quite strong. But other measures are weaker than kind of the global average. So public transport use, office use, road traffic. You know, it's going in the right direction. So that's definitely a good thing. And it's progressing, fairly slowly. I would think what concerns me is that the vaccination rates in America have really slowed down over recent weeks. So that is some cause for concern. But my hope is that they will continue slowly and America will continue on this path to normalcy.
I'm looking at the table here in The Economist. As you say, Hong Kong, New Zealand, Pakistan, Nigeria, Ukraine, all at the top of the list. But those moving away from normalcy, Switzerland, Saudi Arabia, Spain, China, Russia, some interesting and perhaps surprising countries that are not going in the right direction.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, the news at the moment, particularly, with infections driven by the Delta variant, that really has meant that a lot of countries have had to bring in restrictions again. Obviously, in the UK here, we're talking about unlocking on July the 19th, but we have infections that are, going through the roof right now. So, the UK is planning to ease restrictions even in the wake of these massive amount of infections. And it can do that, it thinks, the government here thinks it can do that with confidence because it has a good, healthy number of people that are vaccinated now. In other countries, they don't have that luxury. So Malaysia is a very good example of that, whereby, you've had a massive wave of infections. I think deaths are about six times higher than they were in January. And as a result of that, you've had to bring in government restrictions and behaviour has dropped because of that. So,
as you've been tracking behaviour over the last weeks and months, James, what particular thread has been most interesting to you?
That's a really good question. I would think that the one that gives me most optimism is the relationship that you see between vaccines and normalcy. So, you know, you can see clearly this very strong correlation in countries that do have a good number of people vaccinated. You see, you know, normalcy moving in step, hand in hand with vaccination programs. So that's the one that, when I see these kind of rising number of infections, that actually gives me hope, at least, that, you know, in time the world will collectively return to normal.
James Francham is a data journalist with The Economist in London. Such fascinating information, James. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.